Good morning. The latest storm, a nor'easter that hit the same area which was devastated by Sandy just over a week ago, is now moving off to the south of Martha's Vineyard and eventually east of Cape Cod. The result will be improving weather today, still rain and snow for parts of New England while things start to dry out in New York. Everyone will have a gusty and cold north to northwest breeze today. More in the way of sunshine in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills this afternoon, with just breaks in the clouds in the Hudson Valley east into New England. Temperatures will struggle but make it into the lower to mid-40s on average for afternoon highs. With high pressure building in behind the nor'easter, skies will become clear tonight. Another cold night with lows back down into the 20s and some teens across the higher terrain. For tomorrow, we'll have more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds. Not as cold, but still a chilly breeze with highs into the upper 40s. And then we'll continue to see a warming trend through the weekend. Around the backside of high pressure, a southerly wind will push temperatures into the lower 50s on Saturday, although the process in order to get warmer air in here will create clouds and the chance of a few scattered showers on Saturday afternoon. Behind that warm front, we'll have a surge of milder air with increasing sunshine on Sunday, highs in the upper 50s, and with mostly sunny skies near 60 degrees on Monday. The next front will make an approach on Tuesday. Clouds will be on the increase, and there is the chance of rain, especially in the afternoon. Still, though, out ahead of the front, highs will be in the lower 60s and then slide back through the 50s and into the 40s by Wednesday behind the front as breezy and cooler air moves in. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful and widespread winter storm will impact the northern Rockies beginning this afternoon and lasting into the weekend. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued for most of Montana and the western part of North Dakota. Snowfall will add up to 12 to 18 inches in many locations by Saturday. The wind will be a factor as well at 25 to 40 miles per hour and gust up to 50 miles per hour possible. The combination of heavy snow and wind will drive visibilities down to less than a quarter mile in places from time to time. Winter storm warnings are also extended down to the central Rockies of Colorado, where 8 to 16 inches of snow could fall. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Akita Airport in Japan at 6:47 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 16 degrees, with a northeast wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 22, 61% relative humidity, a north wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 5 above at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy in the mid-40s, Boston rain and wind in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 29, that's 14 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 5/100ths for the month, and 32.12 inches for the season. We also had 1/10th of an inch of snowfall yesterday, that's also the total for the month and the season. There were 36 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 188. That's 37 above normal. And 674 for the season, which is 122 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1975. And the record low, 18, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 10 hours, no minutes of daylight, a decrease of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy today with some breaks of sunshine, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 40s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s back into the teens across the mountains. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and windy with rain or snow showers this morning, especially in New England. Increasing sunshine in New York this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds followed by increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain or snow showers this morning, especially in New England, increasing sunshine in New York this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and breezy today, some breaks of sunshine during the afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-40s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, but a chilly breeze in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower on Saturday, milder in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny, upper 50s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, around 60 on Monday. Chance of rain on Tuesday in the lower 60s. And cooler on Wednesday, breezy with a mix of sun and clouds in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.